Welcome to the Diabolical 7, it's Entertainment Talks podcast for Gen V on Amazon Prime Video. I'm your host Matthew, and this is for Season 2, Episode 6, called Cooking Lessons. I thought this episode was pretty good, I'm tempted to say pretty good. I was kind of looking at this episode before I started it, and thought, right, if you've got an 8 episode season, and the first 6 are not massively impressive, you've had a sophomore slump. I don't know if I'm ready to declare that the show has had a sophomore slump, because I need to see what they do with everything that they've got in these last 2 episodes. But we did get some interesting movements on things. There wasn't really too many things I had problems with, so that was good. I like the general direction on where certain things moved. I like that as well. Got some interesting developments with some different characters. I noticed that they keep calling, well, I call him Dean, because that's his first name here, the Cypher. That's who I'm talking, the head teacher person, you know, the villain of the show. If you consider him to be a villain. Got Giancarlo Esposito in this episode, which obviously we've been, in case you missed it, we've been covering a rewatch of Breaking Bad, and we're in one of the Gus seasons, which is season 4. So that's been very interesting. But yeah, it seems like the show is simply moving in a direction of Marie is this, I forgot the term that they used, because they said that Homelander was the same, the name of the project that's escaping me right now, and it's interesting how she used that as kind of, deflection of like, no, I'm not like Homelander, and I don't think anybody in that room meant personality-wise, Homelander is completely awful, but because I wonder what Homelander's doing, like, right now, if he's aware of any of this, because I believe this is supposed to take place after season 4 of The Boys. I can't remember exactly where Homelander was last time, but I wonder what he kind of thinks of everything that's going on, or if he's aware of this project, and if he was the other one, I suppose, which is kind of what they talk about, this young person's sort of program. I kind of wonder about that. I haven't really talked much about the pacing, the flow, and the structure of these episodes, because it hasn't really hit me in one way or the other, but I thought that was okay again in this episode. Again, I didn't notice, like, that to be amazing or for it to be really terrible, so I haven't really mentioned it in that particular way. They're taking a very interesting direction with Kate and Sam, because when we left off in season 1, and obviously we had season 4 of The Boys as well, that what was I going to say? Yeah, they were, I don't know if you would have labelled them villains at that point, but they're sort of, because it really happened in this episode, there was a slow shift back to, like, no, we kind of all need to work together sort of thing, to kind of get all that done. So that was it. That was a very interesting development. I mean, it kind of started last episode, but because, yeah, there's been like a sort of slow shift in that sense. It wasn't like all of a sudden Sam and Kate wanted to help. In fact, like, you know, you go back a couple of episodes and Emma and Kate were sort of, you know, odds with each other, but now it's sort of, whether it were to expect the other way, I don't really know, but it's an interesting case of, because they've realised, obviously, you know, the full reveal of Dean and everything, it's sort of, Yeah, they realize like, okay, no, we kind of, because it's interesting, there's been no sort of statement about that per se from those two characters. It's just sort of they slipped back slowly into being friends, working together, all that kind of thing. And there wasn't really a kind of, I mean, there was a bit of a build up to it and a bit of a sort of, okay, obviously they weren't going to work with Dean and work against Emma and Marie and Jordan and everybody else. But yeah, because I mean, if you look back on last episode, it's noticeable, and maybe I should have mentioned it there, but it's also just yeah, I guess kind of clicked into place more in this episode, didn't it? And yeah, it was interesting to see. Certainly interesting to see. And I do like I said, I like the different things we explored in this episode, and like where we went with a lot of things. Like there were some good reveals, some very interesting reveals, and I really like where it's left off for the last two episodes. It's just weird that we're already there because it feels like we started, about a week ago or so. But that was, yeah. So let's speak about some of the developments. We've got, I keep calling him Andre's dad. His name is just slightly lower in the cast list. Polarity. So, Andre's dad. We pick up with him, and I don't know if it was because Dean was doing something specific to him, but he seemed like he couldn't move his legs. And then he mentions again about Andre and everything that happened there, and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, they didn't kind of explain, like, I mean, he got up eventually. I'm gonna guess Dean was maybe doing something to him, but I don't remember them explicitly explaining, why he wasn't that. And it was like that from the moment we saw him, because of course, the end of last, well, not the end of last episode, his last thing in the last episode, excuse me, was his last thing in the last episode was, of course, getting knocked out by the, I guess we could call it metal attack if you wanted to. And then Dean just sort of ends up there. I mean, I don't imagine it was very hard for Dean to probably get in because Polarity was probably knocked out, wasn't he? And then he just seems like he's taking him upstairs and they started having their conversation. Be interesting that he was able to fight back a bit against Dean, because I thought, like, I don't know how many of you have seen The Flash or aware of The Flash, or obviously most of you probably heard of The Flash. But there's this thing that he can do. I don't know how many of you thought this might be happening in the scene, but what was it? Dean starts, because he's able to actually like control his body as well, because he was making him slap himself, even though it felt like Polarity was consciously aware, whereas when that phone call took place and he was like talking for him, like he did with Jordan at the wrestling fight, whatever it was, seems like he was in control of him in sort of different ways. I thought he was gonna kill him because I thought, with some of you might know with with the Flash, when he can phase through stuff, and if you do it just with your hand and you like push into someone's heart or into someone's head, it will kill them. So I thought he was maybe doing the same thing, but then you notice Dean kind of, he's like, wait a minute, what's going on? So I think that Polarity was able to fight back in some sort of way, which was interesting. I'm not sure. Yeah, there was two questions I had about that, which is like, okay, what's up with the legs? Is it Dean that's doing something there? And yeah, what was with the bit at the end? And he just uses this bit of like force, I suppose, and flings him out the window. Unless Dean's got some sort of metal. There's metal in him somewhere, maybe. Or there, because it makes sense that Dean would be able to control him, but it doesn't quite make sense that he would be able to do anything to Dean, because as far as we know, it's controlling metal, unless there's something else there going on with Dean, because again, Dean is like, full of secrets, I suppose. Let's focus on Dean for a second. There's always weird, interesting things to talk about with him. So he's taking care of that person still. We got a little bit of a clue as to who it might be, but not as to who it is, which was, I believe, the person in one of the three opening episodes that tried to reach for that fire alarm. The Godolkin person. His name escapes me right now. Then it might be him, because it looked like he was going to be the only one who escaped the whole situation. We still don't know why whoever this person is, if it is that person, is in the physical condition that they're in. We still don't really know why. Dean got a bit annoyed at them, started slapping them, but he's carrying on taking care of them. So are we going to have, I guess, a situation where because now Marie's gone, right? So I was just trying to think of all the different bits and pieces. So Marie's gone to similarly go after Dean or something like that. I believe it was Kate who was asking her about healing her, which kind of makes sense. We'll get onto that in a second. But that she might go after Dean, and then they'll find out who this person is, and then you'll get some, because we only have two episodes left, you'll get some culmination of finding out who that is, why they're like that, and yeah, for them to be some combination of, like, I don't expect Marie to be transformed or anything into whatever she's supposed to be, whatever she's supposed to become. Whatever that actually ends up being. Again, I had a theory about, you know, Boy's fifth final season is next. This season you've set up Marie to become this special thing that, like, could take on Homelander. Then you get information in this episode with Giancarlo's character about, like, oh yeah, it was Marie and Homelander who were the two that came out of this particular project or something. So she's, like, level with him again. Don't completely understand why, but there's obviously something going on there, and they are sort of bit by bit doing this thing where it's like, okay, with Annabella, Marie saved her, like, that's crazy that she's able to do that, because she was actually dead, but then she did the whole blood thing. Then you got Kate asking Marie about I guess solving her blood situation with her brain, which probably involves, like, you know, moving her blood in her brain back somewhere or doing something like that. So you're setting up bits and pieces. So I'm very curious to see what they do, yeah, with the last two episodes with that, and where exactly that ends up, I suppose. So, yeah. What else did I want to talk about? Yeah, that's a lot of the main plot points, actually. So let's take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll talk some more Gen V. See you in a minute. Hi there. If you're looking to get started with a website of your own and a domain name, we've got good news for you. With our affiliate link with Kualu, you can click on that link, which is in your show notes, which is for our affiliate link. You can go over to Kualu to get started with your website and domain name today. They've also got a very handy chat support system, which is usually in the bottom right hand corner, to send messages back and forth to Kualu if you'd like to ask them for help to get started with your domain name and website today. So that's Kualu, and you can use them to get started with your website and domain name today. Thank you very much to Kualu for this affiliate link. Hi there, if you'd like to get rid of the ads in Entertainment Talks podcasts and listen to the ad-free versions of our episodes, we've got good news for you there as well. You can subscribe to Entertainment Talk at either the $5 level tier or $10 level tier. The $5 level tier will get you access to all of Entertainment Talk's previous ad-free podcasts and the future ad-free podcasts that we make in the month that you're subscribed for. If you also subscribe to us at the $10 level tier, that will get you that benefit that I've just mentioned, and it'll also grant you access to request a review for 2 episodes of a TV show and a general discussion on that show, or a film review of your choice. So if there's a TV show out there or a film that we've not covered perhaps, and you'd like our opinion on it, we can watch 2 episodes of that TV show or film review. So it's one of either of those per month. Of course, if you continue subscribing each month, you can pick a TV show, then a film the next month, and so on and so forth. This is a great way to support Entertainment Talk, get your ad-free podcasts, and also get some reviews of your choice. Thank you very much for supporting us, and thank you for listening. Back to the show. All right, let's get back to talking about some more Gen V stuff. So we got an interesting little bit of development with Emma and Sam. There was some will they, won't they type scenes. I thought they were going to end up just, you know, kissing at one point. But I think they'll maybe do that later if they do actually do that. I'm not sure. Obviously, there's some questions and things kind of going on there. Sam clearly jealous about... wasn't that one of their dorm room? Was it Emma, one of Emma's dorm room friends or something? It was that guy, wasn't it? It was like the really big guy or something like that. So, yeah, we'll see where that goes as well. But again, that wouldn't have really been able to happen if Sam was still on the bad side, right? Which, again, I guess since they all got released slash when they escaped, I guess this has kind of been building, not this Emma Sam thing, but with them getting back to the group, I guess the whole Kate Sam thing has like slowly been coming together since then. They just had a few, you know, bumps in the road and stuff. What else do we want to talk about? There's Annabella. She's obviously back in this episode and is understandably freaked out about a lot of things. She's got this ability to sense. I couldn't quite get a good read on like what that was and what it did and all that other kind of stuff. But that was interesting as well to see, and to see if I don't know with her whether it's like, okay, you did just, with the efforts of the story and stuff, you did just go through a fair bit to make sure that character survives. I don't know, there's something telling me that she's not going to survive too long. Like, something's going to... I don't know, I know the show just went through a lot of effort to sort of, okay, she's died, but oh, Marie's brought her back, but... she doesn't, I don't know about the rest of you, I just don't think she feels, well, she obviously doesn't feel safe, but she doesn't feel like a safe character. I think if you were going to, I know we lost Andrew, unfortunately, and we lost Chance, who plays him, unfortunately, but I felt like if you were going to do a main character death for, out of this core group, she feels like maybe the one that would go. Because we have been kind of... I mean, I know we haven't got the biggest cast. It's not Game of Thrones, Walking Dead, or, you know, House of Dragon or whatever. Which, again, we sort of talked about a similar thing on Breaking Bad today. About small casts and things like that. But, I mean, yes, the hammer guy died, but... okay. That was quite brilliant, by the way, as well. I'll talk about that in a second, I suppose. Yeah, she feels like the next one who could maybe go. But then you did just get her back and you did just revive her. But she both doesn't feel safe and I don't feel like she's safe, I suppose. So, we'll see. I just wouldn't think it is going to be anybody else. Unless we're just not really going to do character deaths between now and the end of the season. Because again, you did lose her, Andrea, unfortunately. Unless you did something like Polarity died, I can see that happening at almost any moment, but he's not like the main group of young adults that I'm talking about. I'm talking about them more specifically. But yeah, we'll see. I'm going to guess Dean just probably went back to his house. Because I was thinking like, okay, Polarity's getting back up. I wondered if Dean was going to, like, just jump back through the window and just kill him in almost any way. Like, there's probably so many different ways that he could have done that. But, yeah, for the first time in a while, Dean did seem actually kind of fairly surprised. So, there's that as well. What else do I want to talk about? Um, Yeah, I suppose we can talk about the Hammer guy. So he was the one that was used for the training. He died in kind of spectacular fashion. So that was, wasn't that, who was it that had tentacles before? Trying to remember what Victoria could do. No, she could manipulate blood like Marie, right? Is this the, no, this is the same tentacle girl I'm thinking of from like early season 4 of The Boys, or maybe late season 3. I remember, yeah, I think it's coming back to me. There was this do I remember this correctly? It was like a hotel scene, and yeah, so it was her, and she had killed like loads and loads of people. So we just hadn't seen her for a while, but it was weird because I looked at her. I was like, oh, we haven't seen someone before. I had seen with tentacles who was like really, really young. I think it just it might even be the same actress. They might be obviously a little bit older, but that was kind of cool to have them back. And yeah, kind of with the big guy, he's like, he does the typical kind of like, hey, what are you gonna do, little girl? And she just absolutely like just butchers him quite easily. But that was quite interesting. I'm glad that he's dead as well. He was kind of, I don't know, he was all right. He sort of served his purpose, I suppose. You still got that dog man or whatever he is hanging around. See if he comes back at some point, because I don't think he was killed, was he? I think Starlight just sort of shook him up a bit, but yeah. Anyway, what else do I want to talk about? I feel like I'm not talking about loads of stuff. Well, it was a shorter episode. I noticed it was about 42 minutes opposed to like 55. Did anything else happen with Sam in this episode? Nope, but he did kind of help them save the day, so that was good. It was interesting to see when they were trying to fight the big guy, because you're kind of looking around the group and it's like, right, Kate, mind control doesn't work. Marie can do something but isn't kind of doing it right now. Jordan can use the force push thing but can't do it constantly. Sam is getting a few hits on him. But like, that's not going to last forever. And then Emma couldn't manage to get bigger to like hit him and stuff because she was stressed out and understandably. And then that was pretty much it. Yeah. So it's kind of interesting when you look through the group in like a combat or not combat fight situation like that, and it's like, right, who can actually do something right now? And there isn't actually a ton of options. I mean, I guess if like Sam and Jordan punched and did the force thing at the same time, that could have done something, but then they just started getting a bit beaten up, didn't they? But yeah, the little girl with a tentacle saves the day, I suppose. So there you go. Should we talk more about this program? Wonder if we should talk more about this program. I did like that Giancarlo's character came back, and there was the whole cooking thing, which was cool. You knew in a way of like, oh, he's trusting these people because, okay, he's handing them a knife, I suppose. So that was interesting. But yeah, I mean, he was there to drop a very useful piece of information, which was about this program and about this guy who it might be. I don't think I want it to be that guy, because unless there's something specifically interesting about him, because I want that character, whoever the burnt slashed disfigured, whatever, disfigured might not be the right word, character is. I want it to be somebody really interesting, because there's obviously a reason the show hasn't told us by now, and we haven't had any scenes where Dean has said, hey, such and such. He's like not given any clues in his dialogue with them as to who it actually is. Because I was thinking a little bit about, okay, if it is that scientist person, I don't think Dean would have a personal connection to them, but would maybe want to keep them alive because they'd have information on Marie, possibly. So that might be why, but it's hard to tell, especially after the slaps, although again, Dean is a strange character. Is this somebody personally close to him, or is this somebody that he just needs to keep around? It could be both, I guess. But I sort of don't want it to be this person, because unless there's an interesting reason that I'm not thinking of, or the show hasn't revealed yet as to why it is that person. I'm not sure. So I guess we'll find out soon or later who it is. Again, I do like to give the show a bit of credit. I do like where we are with two episodes left. It feels like we should head towards, again, it's the Marie thing. Like, what's with this program? What's with this guy that Dean's got, or this person that Dean's got? And like the specific link to Homelander, because we've had a lot of soups in both shows. Obviously, in The Boys, we've had a lot of soups as well. But why is it Marie that's so specifically that important? Like, when you talk about facing off against Homelander, that is very, very, very important. So I'm curious to find out what that's all about as well. You've also got, you've also got, have I just forgotten my point? I was talking about her and Homelander. Damn it. What was my point going to be? I remember. With Giancarlo's character, talking about like soup's supremacy, which obviously, you know, similar to white supremacy, is the idea of, okay, they're superior to everybody else, and that they were trying to wipe out other people, which Dean just gives some hints of like, yep, yeah, get Marie back, don't care about the rest, kind of thing. Because, of course, it would only be soups that would have that idea. Wait a minute, if, because Marie wouldn't agree to, like, team up with Dean and abandon her friends and all that, right? She wouldn't agree to do that. Let's say Dean wants soup supremacy, which he's obviously got powers now as well. Would it be the case that he wants to train Marie up and then, like, transfer her powers? Because who knows what that hospital bed thing could do, or what anybody in this universe could do, to like transfer that and then just kill Marie, because Marie's not going to be on his side, or to give it to himself, maybe. But then why is he keeping this person around? I don't know. Because they've not said a word yet either, have they? So, anyway, that's my thoughts on season, oh my god, which one was it again? Season 2, episode 6 of Gen V season 2. We've got 2 episodes left, like I said, and it'll be very interesting to see where we particularly end up, I guess, as well. I've got lots of interesting things at play. And we'll see where they go with 2 episodes left. Anyway, what's your thoughts, feelings, questions, comments on this episode? What did you think of the different developments of everybody? What did you think as well of, like, Kate and Sam kind of sliding back into the group over the last, like, particularly the last 2 episodes, and everything else within that? Anyway, Matthew at entertainmenttalk.org, social media, eTalkieCare Entertainment Talk, we're on pretty much everything, and there's information in your show notes. In the meantime, you can find everything else that we do on entertainmenttalk.org. For TV, games, films, Man United podcast, so look out for all those. There will be no United cast this weekend. We return next weekend against Liverpool. Might try and do a film review this weekend. Have to see what's out and about, because I have no control over that. And then, of course, Gaming Talk should be back next week. More Breaking Bad stuff. Breaking Bad will be Thursday next week, definitely. But I will be able to do Gen V on Wednesday still for Gen V. So should be... I guess it would be our 4 regular podcasts next week, yeah. So, with United Cast returning next Sunday. Anyway, look out for those. I'm nearly, I think, at the end of Metal Gear Solid Delta, so look out for a review of that soon. I already know kind of what I want to say about the game, but just need to finish it and see how that rounds off. And then other things as well. EntertainmentTalk.org, podcast platforms, Entertainment Talk for TV, games, films, my United podcast. You can support us by, of course, listening to more stuff on the platforms that we put them out on. For TV, games, films, Man United podcast. If you want to support them, you can of course listen to more episodes, social media, word of mouth, or word of mouth social media. And if someone mentions something we podcasted on, please tell them about said podcast. Patreon, $5, $10 level tiers for the average podcast review options. Look for that as well if you'd like to. TV and film news over on Geek Town Radio Tuesdays and geektown.co.uk. That's for all that over there. And then YouTube is Entertainment Talk Plays for all of our video game videos. Obviously. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week for the penultimate episode. We'll see what happens and when we lead off for the finale. Alright, thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time. Goodbye.